Rediscover Jesus, an invitation. Written and read for you by Matthew Kelly. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Jesus of Nazareth, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Whoever is in Christ is a new creation. Paul the Apostle. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Jesus of Nazareth. Luke chapter 11, verse 9. Prologue. Are you Jesus? Our God is a God of surprises. It was the biggest meeting of Paul's life, and it had gone well. He couldn't wait to tell his wife and his boss. As he rushed out of the Brooklyn office building with the rest of the team, they noticed a vacant cab, a rare sight during rush hour. Eager to get to the airport to catch their flight home, they bolted toward the cab, yelling to get the driver's attention. But as they made their way across the sidewalk, they inadvertently knocked over a small produce stand. The rest of the team seemed oblivious until Paul stopped and turned around to go back. From beside the taxi, the others called out to Paul, "Come on, you'll miss your flight." "Go ahead without me," Paul replied, as he made his way back across the street toward the sidewalk covered in produce. At that moment, he realized that the woman who had been behind the produce stand was blind. She was just standing there, crying softly, with tears running down her face. "It's okay. It's okay," Paul said to her, as he got down on his hands and knees and began picking up the fruit and vegetables. There were 100 people passing in each direction, but nobody else stopped to help. They just scurried off to wherever they were going. When the fruit was all back up on the stand, Paul began neatly organizing it, setting aside anything that was spoiled. Now he turned to the woman and asked, "Are you okay?" She nodded through her tears. Then, reaching for his wallet, he took out some bills and passed them to the woman, saying, "This money should cover the damages." With that, Paul turned and began to walk away. "Mister," the woman called after him. Paul paused and turned around. "Are you Jesus?" "Oh, no," he replied. The woman nodded and continued, "I only ask because I prayed for Jesus to help me as I heard my fruit falling all over the sidewalk." Paul turned to leave again. Only now, his eyes began to fill with tears. For a long time, he wandered around looking for a taxi. After finally finding one, he sat in bumper-to-bumper traffic all the way to the airport. He had missed his flight, and because it was Friday night, all the other flights were full. Paul spent the night in a hotel by the airport. This gave him time to think. He couldn't get one question out of his head. When was the last time someone confused you for Jesus? Point to ponder. Jesus wants you to carry on his work. Verse to live. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Question to consider. How much is the sheer busyness of your life preventing you from living the life God is calling you to live. Prayer. Jesus, give me the courage to let down my guard. Opening thoughts. The best time to rediscover Jesus is right now. You are listening to this audiobook at this very moment for a reason. I don't know what God has in store for you, but I'm excited for you. There are some questions that we all ask ourselves in different ways. Who am I? Who is God? What am I here for? What matters most? What matters least? What are my unique talents and abilities? What will my contribution be? What happens when we die? We are constantly grappling with these questions. Jesus is the amazing friend who is going to help you answer them. Jesus is the amazing friend who is going to help you live the answers once you find them. Jesus is the amazing friend who is going to be at your side through it all. If you don't already have this kind of relationship with Jesus, I only ask you to stay open to the possibility. He wants to have a dynamic relationship with you. There are two ways to experience this audiobook. The first is like any other audiobook. Listen to it from start to finish. The other is to use this audiobook as a guide to a 40-day spiritual journey, listening to one chapter each day. This second way is a perfect way to begin or nourish a habit of daily prayer. At the end of each chapter, you will find a point to ponder, a verse to live, a question to consider, and a short prayer. These are designed to help you integrate what you learn in each chapter into your life. But this book is not about the words on the page. It's about an encounter. My deep longing is that it facilitates a powerful encounter between you and Jesus. Because whether we are aware of it or not, what you and I need more than anything else is to encounter Jesus. Whatever is happening in your life right now, nothing is more important than encountering Him anew. Some books find us at just the right time in our lives, and those books change our lives forever. I hope this is that kind of book for you.